Well, those are consoling words. Spring is coming. I always love it when Ed Byarsky tags out with that. And soon he'll be saying, summer is coming, right? Well, this is Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. And in this segment, we're going to talk about a program that the Juno Commission on Sustainability is offering, a series of webinars aimed at shrinking Juno's carbon footprint. And joining us to tell us about that, we have two guests with us, Steve Behnke. He is the chair of the Energy Committee of the Juno Commission on Sustainability. He's also president of the board of Alaska Heat Smart, and that's an organization that promotes heat pumps. And we also have Clay Good. He is the southeastern representative of the statewide Renewable Energy Alaska Project, also known as REAP. And Steve, I think for starters, let's begin with you. Can you tell us about Juno's carbon footprint? I mean, just how big is it? Well, is it big it compared to other places?
No, it's Alaskans all have a pretty big carbon footprint because we're in a cold place, so we got to burn a lot of stuff to stay warm, and we're a long ways from any place else, so we got to travel a lot to get our supplies in here and bring things in. So Alaskans as a whole do have a big carbon footprint, probably right up there with the largest in the world, really, per capita impacts. Juno's nice though because we have this clean hydropower that provides our electricity. So that's the one thing we got going for us. And the more we can use that electricity instead of burning fossil fuels, oil, et cetera, the more we can reduce our carbon footprint.
Clay, I know that that REAP has worked for years to try to get the use of alternative sources of energy in place in rural Alaska, because many communities are stuck still on diesel fuel running their electricity. And so, you know, as the price of fuel goes up, they get especially hit hard. But are you seeing this is kind of a challenge statewide, this reliance on fossil fuels? Clay, I don't know if you could hear me. Do I need to repeat the question? I was just saying that REAP has been working for many, many years to bring alternative fuels to help rural Alaska get off its reliance on diesel, especially for electricity. So can you give us a sense of what this big picture is?
Clay may be frozen. And until we see him move again, I'll just say that definitely has been a project that REAP has been working on for many years now, is figuring out how to assist rural communities in getting reducing the costs of fossil fuels and shifting to renewable sources of energy where they can.
Yeah, and to me, you know, it's amazing in some rural communities that, like, take a school, for example, that almost half their budget is spent on ordering diesel fuel in bulk to run their schools, heat their schools, light their schools. It's pretty amazing. But, you know, do you have any numbers on Juno's carbon footprint?
Well, we do have the Juno Climate Action Plan that was adopted about 10 years ago, has a lot of information on our carbon footprint. It's measured typically measured in metric tons of CO2 equivalent per year. And so Juno burns some million tons or so of CO2 equivalent per year. A lot of that goes to transportation, like I was mentioning. About 30% of it goes to heating our buildings. And that's going to be the focus of our session this evening on reducing your carbon footprint is the impacts of buildings, and how you as a individual or as a member of groups can reduce the carbon footprint of your home or your other kinds of buildings.
You know, that is kind of an interesting approach that the Juneau Commission on Sustainability has taken, is to kind of focus on what you can change within your immediate sphere of influence. And I understand that in this webinar that you're going to focus on some real life examples of things that people have actually done.
Yeah, that is the real focus of this session. And I'm sorry we've lost Clay, because his colleague Colleen Fisk is an energy educator for the REAP and does a real nice set of presentations on starting out with the little things, the converting to LED light bulbs, looking for the leaks in your water system. We're going to start out talking about the whole set of little things that you can do yourself, and then we're going to move to kind of some of the bigger solutions and bigger sets of things that you might have to get some help in accomplishing, and so that really is the thrust. We're looking for solutions.
So you start off with the low-hanging fruit and transition into some of the big things. And I imagine that heat pumps are going to be a big part of this, since you're kind of unofficially known as the heat pump evangelist of Juneau. But maybe for starters, you could talk to us about the savings that people have seen that have installed heat pumps.
We are definitely going to talk about heat pumps, although we're not going to talk about a whole lot of the details that we've done in some of our workshops. We're really going to focus on basically how people can figure out what really makes sense for their house in terms of heat pumps. And we are seeing lots of heat pump installations in Juneau. And part of the reason for that, for a lot of people, it's because they can get off oil and they can get rid of that oil tank, and they can stop contributing to that carbon footprint. But it's also because they can save money. And typically we can see savings in Juneau, 50% or so on your heating bill when you switch from oil or electric resistance heat to a heat pump.
That's quite a savings, you know, and especially right now, you know, we are seeing fuel prices rise because of the war in Ukraine. And it seems like many times during our lifetime, we've had that happen where there's some kind of a war or a global problem, and then all of a sudden energy prices skyrocket. Everybody vows that never again, and they say we'll bring in more alternative renewable energy. And wow, what do you think about this cycle, Steve?
Well, I think that is a big advantage of us that we have here. Is with this hydropower, we have stable electric rates, and in Juneau they're low rates, and it in contrast to the ups and downs of the oil markets, and we've definitely seen people making that shift just in the time I've been involved with. As a heat pump proselytizer, about the last 5 years, we've seen dramatic changes. I mean, probably about a 5-10-fold increase in the number of heat pumps in Juneau in that time period. I should also mention, since I see Clay back here, Clay just had an article published today in the Juneau Empire talking about heat pumps in the Southeast region as a whole, and where Juneau's been kind of the leader, because we do have lower electric rates. Other parts of Southeast are really starting to get in the game. And Clay, you got any observations about the regional perspective?
Well, as you're pointing out, they really work well in Juneau because of our low rates here. And many places in Southeast, like Cake and Hoonah and other places, they're all bringing on hydro now. And so they're having some of the benefits of more hydroelectricity. But their hydro is new hydro, and it hasn't been paid for like the legacy hydro we enjoy here in Juneau. And so their rates aren't quite as low as we enjoy here. But there are so many other benefits that go along with air source heat pumps. Even if you're just breaking even or paying a little extra to use it, you're also not splitting firewood or hauling firewood or having to do other things that are less convenient or less safe choices for how you may want to heat your house. So we're seeing more and more adoption across Southeast, including with the folks at Alaska Power and Telephone and the Inside Passage Electric Cooperative all have incentive programs to help folks make that switch over to air source heat pumps in their regions.
So let's just suppose that this trend continues and people avail themselves of converting to heat pumps, using more renewables. What will be the benefit to us all down the road, say 10 years, 15 years?
Well, the big one is... Well, I think there's two big ones. One, we save a lot of money that can circulate in the community, and so it helps you as an individual. We're creating new and supporting new businesses. We've got a set of 7, 8, 9, 10 businesses in Juneau that install heat pumps, and they're doing huckley buck business right now. And then that money that we save circulates in the community supports other things in the community. And on top of that, we can have the pleasure of knowing that we're not contributing as much to the carbon footprint and the rapid climate change that's going on in the world. I think one of the things that the Juneau Commission on Sustainability sees is we would like Juneau to be seen and recognized as a leader in this area and kind of trying to set an example for other communities and other parts of the country.
Well, one thing that I did want to ask you about is this is a series of webinars, and so this is number 2 in the series. So what else do you have coming up?
We have, in 2 weeks from now, we have a session on transportation, and that's going to focus on how you can reduce your carbon footprint and maybe save some money on transportation, and it's going to look at kind of the full range of things going on in Juneau, electric vehicles, walkability, bike paths, the idea of coming down the road of, well, our electric transit buses that Juneau is starting to acquire. And then the 2 weeks following 2 weeks after that will be a session on, I forget what we're calling it, grub and garbage, talking about food, growing food sustainably in Juneau and reducing our wastes and our waste stream. So those are the next two sessions.
Wow, that's a lot to pack in, and it sounds like all good things to consider. You know, I'm curious because one of the main partners with this is AARP, which serves senior citizens. And I don't mean to stereotype environmental activists, but a good portion of them are from the younger generation. So I find this partnership very interesting.
Well, I think it is a great partnership. AARP does a lot of community support activities, and the local Juneau chapter decided that this theme would be a useful one to their membership and to the rest of the community. And your stereotype, of course, is quite wrong. There's increasingly gray the gray advocates for sustainability and for climate action, including a new national organization that focuses on the elder set. But we're real pleased to, Jake Koss is real pleased to partner with AARP on this. And you can get registered for this evening's presentation, 6 o'clock. You can register, go to AARP Alaska, and there's a reducing your carbon footprint link there to register for it. I believe there's also going to be a Facebook. It's going to be available on AARP's Facebook as well. And I also wanted to say the other thing I'm really pleased about is are the partnerships that we're pulling in addition to Clay and the Renewable Energy Alaska project, which is kind of representing kind of a statewide perspective. We're pulling in Renewable Juno, which is a local advocacy group. We're pulling in Alaska Heat Smart, which provides the information about heat pumps that you mentioned. There'll be some other groups represented in this evening's presentations.
Well, before we go, Clay, since we lost you in our Zoom connection earlier, any last words for us, Clay Good?
I just wanted to say how this all ties in with Juno's Commission on Sustainability, and Renewable Juno's work ties in so nicely with my other work with the Sustainable Southeast Partnership. Working across Southeast Alaska to strengthen the cultural and ecological and economic resilience of the region. It all ties together, and renewable energy and energy independence is really what unites a lot of this work.
All right. Well, I want to thank both of you for joining us. Steve Behnke, who is the chair of the Energy Committee of the Juno Commission on Sustainability, also president of the Alaska Heat Smart Board, and Clay Good, who is the Southeast representative of the statewide Renewable Energy Alaska Project, also known as REAP. Well, I hope you have a good turnout for your seminar tonight, webinar, since we just reminded everybody to tune in and all the good stuff that they can find out. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you so much.